For my girl. For every girl. His desire to set a new beginning to the chain of events to which he belonged encountered the same difficulty that it always does. The fact that everybody has a father, that nothing comes first and of itself, its own cause, but that everybody is begotten and points backward, deeper into the depths of beginnings, the bottoms and abysses of the well of the past. Thomas Mann. Chapter 1. On the last Tuesday in September, we scatter my father's ashes off the coast of Long Island. Four of us board Glenn Dorsey's fishing boat with a cooler of Guinness and an urn. We head east toward Orient Point, where Dad and Dorsey spent their Saturdays fishing for albacore and sea bass. When we reach a quiet spot in Orient Shoal, we drop anchor. Dorsey says a few words about Dad's loyalty to his country, his community, his friends, his family. He asks me if I want to say anything. I shake my head no. I can tell the guys think I'm about to cry. The truth is, I don't have anything to say. I hadn't seen my father in years. I'm not sad. I'm just numb. After Dorsey finishes his speech, we bow our heads for a minute of respectful silence. Ron Anastas, a homicide detective with the Suffolk County Police Department, fights back tears. Vince DeSilva, Dad's first partner, crosses himself, muttering something about the Holy Spirit under his breath. All three men go to Mass every Sunday at St. Agnes in Yaphank. At least, they used to. We did too. Except for a small handful of weddings, I haven't stepped inside a church since I left the island 10 years ago. I'm grateful to be outside today. The air inside St. Agnes was always stagnant and suffocating, even after the summer heat subsided. I can still hear the whir of the ancient fan in the back. I can feel the edge of the scrunched-up dollar bill pressed against my sweaty palm, bound for the collection plate. The thought of it makes me squirm. It's a calm day. They say a storm is coming, but for now the sky is cloudless. Dorsey holds the silence longer than necessary. He clasps his hands in front of him, and his lips move as if in prayer. The guys start to get antsy. Vince clears his throat. Ron shifts from one foot to the other. It's time to get on with it. Dorsey glances up, hands me the urn. I open it. The men look on as my father's ashes blow away on the wind. The burial is, I believe, what my father would have wanted. Short and sweet, no standing on ceremony. He is out on the water, the only place he ever seemed at peace. Dad always fidgeted like a schoolboy during Mass. We sat in the back so we could duck out before communion. Dad claimed to hate the taste of the stale wafers and bad wine. Even then, I knew he was lying. He just didn't want to confess. After it's over, Dorsey hands us each a Guinness and we toast to the too short life of Martin Daniel Flynn. Dad had just turned 52 when his motorcycle skidded off the Montauk Highway. It was 2 a.m. I imagine he'd been drinking heavily, though no one dared say as much. No sense in pointing fingers now. According to Dorsey, Dad's tires were worn, the road was wet, the fog clouded his visibility. End of story. With these guys, what Dorsey says goes. Of the four, Dorsey went up the ranks the fastest. He got his gold shield first, then quickly pulled Dad and Ron Anastas out of plain clothes and put them into homicide. When he became chief of detectives, Dorsey made sure that Vince DeSilva got elevated to inspector of the third. The third precinct of Suffolk County covers some of the island's rougher parts, Bayshore, Brentwood, Brightwaters, Islip. It's where the four men spent their early years together as patrolmen. It's also where my father met my mother, Marisol Reyes Flynn. Dad always called the third a war zone. For him, especially, it was. Dorsey and Dad went way back. Our families have been in Suffolk County for 3 generations. Before that, we hailed from Skull, a small village.